Mic check, 1, 2. Are we recording? Hi, I'm Michelle Bernstein, an award-winning chef, restaurateur, and mom. I have a lot on my plate, including my psoriatic arthritis symptoms. That's why I was prescribed Cosentyx. It helps me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
Welcome in. It is the Wednesday, January 22 edition of the NFL Spotlight Show. If you missed it yesterday, we had our weekly Spotlight guest on Tuesday. It was Chargers safety Tony Jefferson, 10-year veteran in the NFL. Very unique story from undrafted free agent to getting a lucrative contract in Baltimore. Torn ACL, retiring, becoming a scout, wanted to become a future GM. Coming back to play this past season with the Chargers, and there's a personal story with me. So go check that out as well. If you have not heard that yet, go back one episode. As for today, we have a lot going on around the NFL. We have, you know, coaches' extensions, coaches' hires, coordinator hires, and a bunch of other things. Let me bring in my good friend Ben Allen. Ben, what is going on? How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm clearly feeling better than you are. I'm glad that you're soldiering through this. This is the people you guys need to know. Ari doesn't stop for anything, so shout out to you for fighting through, not feeling too hot today. But a lot of other actions happening in New York right now, and it appears the New York Jets are closing in on their next head coach and GM. On Tuesday, the Jets completed second meetings with Lions defensive coordinator Aaron Glenn and Commanders assistant GM Lance Newmark. There are multiple reports that the Jets were not going to let them leave without a deal. A little reminiscent, if you're an NBA fan, of DeAndre Jordan and a little bit of the Clippers. But correct me if I'm wrong, Ari. It seems like it's only a matter of time that these guys could be potentially the next head coach and GM, even though they did ultimately leave the building today.
Well, going into Tuesday morning, when Aaron Glenn and Lance Newmark arrived at Flora Park to meet with everybody there, from ownership to executives to people in the building and seeing the facility and stuff like that, the expectation was that this was their job, as long as they're able to get a contract done, of course, with their agents. And they went through the entire day meeting and talking, and negotiations basically started at night. Now, leaving the building does not mean that they will not get the jobs there. Now, Lance Newmark and Aaron Glenn are very close to each other. Newmark was in Detroit for over 25 years. He spent this past year in Washington helping rebuild that organization with Adam Peters, but he had relationships with both Aaron Glenn and Ben Johnson. So this would be a package deal type of a situation here if the Jets get it done. And for all we know, by the time you listen to this, it might get done. And it's very reminiscent to when the Jets hired their last head coach in Robert Saleh, who also was there for a second meeting. He was there all day. He left the building. He had a meeting set up with the Eagles the next day. And basically that night, overnight, his agent and the Jets got a deal done, and he was back in the building the next morning. So we could see a similar situation over here unfold for Aaron Glenn. Aaron Glenn is scheduled to meet with the Saints. There are some weather problems there in getting to New Orleans, so it might take some more time. That should also benefit the Jets as well. But from people in league circles, people who know Aaron Glenn, this was the number one job for him. He wanted to go back to the Jets. He started his career with the Jets, former first-round pick, All-Pro. When his career was over, he went back to the Jets to be a scout. So he wants to return there. There have been some former Jets players, Jets legends, who have called Woody Johnson and said, this is your guy, get it done. So I would anticipate this getting done and then becoming the next GM and head coach of the Jets. And should it get done, by the way, Ben, this would be now, since 2000, the Jets have hired 7 coaches, 6 of them would have defensive backgrounds joining out Aaron Glenn as well. So first-time head coaches of defensive backgrounds has been a bit of a theme of year for the Jets, and it looks like it should continue as well.
It just feels a lot like Robert Sala, right? Like a guy who's a high-energy, defensive-minded, coming from a really successful team. Are you surprised at all? Like you mentioned, the fact they go with all these defensive guys, that seems to be their MO over the years. Are you surprised they didn't change that this time?
Yeah, I mean, their mindset going in was, we're going to have an open mind over here. We're not going to go, you know what, we just had a defensive mind and a Jetta guy. Now we're going to go for the opposite. They didn't want to do that. They're like, we're going to have a real search over here that had over 16 head coaching candidates, over 15 GM candidates. They spoke to each one. And they really looked at each one as its own person. And they didn't want to look back at what they did in the past and try to change things up. You are right. It is a bit similar where it's defensive mind, energy guy, leader guy, culture guy. That's basically the same words that Robert Sala had. But Aaron Glenn, he's been around Dan Campbell. Again, he's a former Jet himself. I think that matters in all of this as well. And like I said, there have been former Jets players who know Aaron Glenn who have relayed that over to ownership, this is the guy you guys want to get. So there are a lot of questions about the Jets and the franchise and the roster and what they're going to do. But if Aaron Glenn comes in, he is somebody who they believe could take them over the hump. And I would not sleep on Lance Newmark, who is a very, very well-regarded guy in this league. Been in the league for almost 30 years now. Basically was in Detroit during all those losing years and was there with Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell and the entire staff when they rebuilt that entire roster. And also now this past year was with Adam Peters and Dan Quinn as they rebuilt that roster in Washington. So he has seen it from two different buildings going from really bad to really good real quick.
If you want more information as to what's going on there in Detroit, how they plan to replace Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn, go back one day. We do a little bit of a recap of what's going to be going on there in Detroit on the back end of our wonderful guest episode there with Tony Jefferson. But let's go ahead and stick in the NFC North because we have extension news. Rumored trade candidate Vikings head coach Kevin O'Connell has agreed to a multi-year extension with Minnesota. KOC was entering the final year of his deal, but this is going to keep him locked up there for years to come. You surprised that it got done so quickly after the season?
No, I'm not surprised that it got done so quickly in terms of this is a really good coach who has done really great work in Minnesota, has been there now for 3 years, signed a 4-year deal when he came in. And it's like when you have a good coach, you extend that coach. What I'm surprised about, and I tweeted this, is that in week 18, there was that report from Jay Glazer, who is, by the way, outstanding at his job, one of the best by far, been doing it for a long time. He reported that there were teams in the NFL who were interested in trading for Kevin O'Connell, who is about to enter the final year of his contract. Now, I know that Kevin O'Connell was very upset last year when he did not get an extension when he had 2 years left on his deal and the Vikings passed on it. But that report coming out on the morning of week 18, I said it last week after they were eliminated that there were people in that building that were like, why is this coming out now before a pivotal game where we might be the 1 seed, might be the 5 seed? And if you go out and you talk to people in Minnesota that entire week, that was the entire conversation on the field. That was the entire conversation on the radio shows. It's like, what is going on with our head coach? This is final year here. Are we going to trade him after the season? And for the Vikings to go out and extend him 8 or 9 days after the season was over, that entire thing was essentially a non-story. Now, I know Jay Glazer, I know I tweeted this yesterday when I mentioned I have so many questions about that story coming out and the timing of it. And Jay Glazer responded to it basically saying, I report my news on Fox NFL Sunday. I don't do it on Wednesday. I don't do it on Thursday. I wait for it on TV. That's the way he's done it for years. It's true. But for me, the way I looked at it is like, if the Vikings are going to extend him after the season, no matter what, the entire trade aspect is a non-story. Like, I know teams are probably interested in trading for Sean McVay and trade for Andy Reid. No one is reporting that because Stan Kroenke and Clark Hunt are not trading them. So if Ziggy Wolf and Mark Wolf were like, we're going to get this deal done as soon as our season is over, the entire idea of trading for him is a non-story. The report should have been teams are interested in trading for Kevin O'Connell, but the Vikings are adamant they will not deal him and they will get an extension done as soon as their season is over. That was not the report. And you should also blame the Vikings a little bit because as soon as the report came out, they should have came out and said, we are not trading him. So there was a bit of distraction there in week 18 when they lost to the Lions and ended up getting the 5 seed. And of course, in the wild card round when they played the Rams in Arizona and lost that game as well. A 14 win season. So much momentum. The win over the Packers in Week 17 where everyone is jumping on Sam Darnold, spilling water on him. All of it cooled off so fast. They finished the year on this two-game losing streak, and it basically goes for naught on a really, really impressive year. So I just had a question on the timing of that report. Why was that report coming out when it did? I know the coaching carousel was about to start, but if the Vikings were adamant we're going to extend him or we're not trading him, that should have been the report. It shouldn't have been the teams are interested in. It's one to watch. So that was kind of my little concern about all of this, but the Vikings did what they had to do. They got this deal done. For what it's worth, Ben, this deal did not get done on Monday. This deal was done on Friday or Saturday. The Vikings purposely waited a few days of year because of the divisional round and some coaching news of Ben Johnson, the inauguration. They wanted Kevin O'Connell to have his own moment over here on Monday afternoon, and he got that. So that extension is done. Their GM, Kwezia Dofamensa, he's entering the final year of his deal as well. They are having ongoing negotiation with him and trying to tie him up with Kevin O'Connell for years to come as well.
Say hello to the next generation of Zendesk AI agents, built to deliver resolutions for everyone. Zendesk AI agents easily deploy in minutes, not months, to resolve 30% of customer and employee interactions on day one, quickly turning monotonous tasks into autonomous solutions. Loved by over 10,000 companies, Zendesk AI makes service teams more efficient, businesses run better, and your customers happier. That's the Zendesk AI effect. Find out more at Zendesk.com.
Yeah, that was going to be my follow-up question, was talking a little bit about Kwezi. He obviously has had a very, very good run ever since they moved from our friend Rick Spielman over to Kwezi. They just keep rolling with the great moves, building up this roster. Do you think that there's going to be any other signings, wink, wink, a Sam Darnold or anything like that that's going to be following this? Or are they waving goodbye and on to J.J. McCarthy?
Well, I mean, we spoke about this last week as soon as they were eliminated by the Rams. I mean, the belief around the NFL, really the entire year, was that if Sam Darnold, you know, plays really well and he's doing amazing, but they end up falling short, losing in the wild card round, divisional round, that they're just going to move forward, let him become a free agent and get a comp pick for him, or they might just franchise tag him and then try to trade him that way. I don't see this being a situation where they try to extend him on a $35, $40 million per year deal. They drafted J.J. McCarthy for a reason. They traded up for him for a reason. They were really impressed with him during camp and that one preseason game he played. This is the future. He is the future there in Minnesota. We will see here as we get closer to the season ending for everybody and eventually the offseason really starts and the combine and the Senior Bowl, where all this chatter really builds up and you really start hearing which teams are interested, what the market really is, and all of that. But I've, from what people have told me around the NFL, people expect Sam Darnold to be elsewhere next year, and J.J. McCarthy becomes the quarterback, and maybe, just maybe, they bring back Daniel Jones to be in that Sam Darnold role where he's competing with him next year in training camp.
All right, and finally, there's a big reunion taking place in New England. Two-time former offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels is back for a third stint running the offense with the New England Patriots. This time he's got Drake May at quarterback. This is the most predictable thing that happened this hiring cycle, isn't it?
I mean, besides for Mike Vrabel getting hired in New England, which also was predictable. I mean, everything New England has done so far has been predictable. We could have guessed both these hires so far with the Patriots. Josh McDaniels was the favorite. They did interview a couple of other candidates. I also heard, I don't think it's been reported, but I think Eric Bieniemy spoke to them as well. He was not getting the job, but this was Josh McDaniels' job the entire way there in New England. His third time now back with the Patriots. Both the last times he ended up getting head coaching jobs in Denver and Las Vegas. The good thing about this for the Patriots, they'll never say this out loud, but it's pretty obvious now. Whenever you have a defensive line head coach in Mike Vrabel, the one thing you're concerned about is if you have a really good offensive coordinator, example, Ben Johnson, and you play really well, that guy leaves and you have to reset. Tampa Bay has been going through this with Dave Canales and now Liam Cohen, he might leave as well. The point is, Josh McDaniels coming back to New England, I have a really, really hard time seeing him getting a third head coaching job after what he did in Denver the first time, the Raiders the second time. So the Patriots could feel really confident right now that he is likely going to be here for the foreseeable future. And he's going to be working with Drake May, who I know he did a podcast with Julian Edelman recently, Edelman and McDaniel. And he spoke really, really highly about Drake May and what he could be in the NFL over here in 2025 and moving forward. So he's going to be working close to him. It's also my understanding that McDaniel, this was the only job he wanted to take. If he was going to come back to the NFL, he's still getting paid by the Raiders. The only job he was going to take was going to be in Foxborough, in New England. That's where he's living right now. And of course, that job got open. He has a relationship with Mike Vrabel from when he was a player. They've stayed close ever since. I know some people were like, oh, maybe he'll go to UNC. I don't think he was looking to go to North Carolina, go to college, move the family again. I think he wanted to stay in New England. And of course, that deal finally got done. And Mike Vrabel now has his offensive coordinator, a very, very big hire, one of the best offensive coordinators in the NFL over the last two decades over here in the NFL. His head coach resume is a different story, but offensive coordinator, what he did with Tom Brady and what he also did that one year with Mac Jones when he was in the Rookie of the Year conversation, it says a lot. And now he'll be taking over Drake May.
Are there any other predictable hirings we should expect out of the Patriots?
Well, they also interviewed Ryan Crowe for their defensive coordinator job. That is somebody who was with Mike Vrabel for 5-6 years in Tennessee. Now he's in Miami. I think he's a very, very strong favorite there in New England. They also interviewed Terrell Williams, who's from Detroit, who's very, very valued with Dan Campbell. I would imagine Ryan Crowe has the favor there, but that one is not as predictable as Vrabel and McDaniels, but I would give him the front runner right now for that job. But he's going to fill out the rest of the staff over here in New England right now. And when we have more details, we will have it all for you on the My Sports Update Twitter page. And of course, right over here on NFL Spotlight, where we are here Monday to Friday. All right, that will do it here for our Wednesday, January 22 edition of the NFL Spotlight Show. As always, rate, review, and subscribe. As always, if you're not following on X, please make sure you're doing so. And we will be back here tomorrow morning on Thursday. Hopefully my voice sounds better by then when we go around the NFL once again. See you then.